WTNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We're going to have some fun this morning. We're visiting this morning with Rutherford County Schools Maintenance and Construction Superintendent Gary Clardy. Gary, pull that mic real close to you. Let it be your good buddy for the next 50 minutes or so. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Good to have you with us this morning. Well, a lot of people don't know about your background, and we're going to go into some things that they might not know about Gary Clardy in just a little bit, but let's start off talking about the county school systems. Boy, you've got a new school on the horizon about to open in August at Stewartsboro, Stewart's Creek.
Stewart's Creek High School, that's in the complex out there with the middle and elementary school, and it's 46 million dollar school, top of the line, top of the arts. It's really a nice school.
Now, are all of the schools pretty much the same now? I mean, to sort of save money in construction and everything, using the same architectural plans?
They are. We continuously upgrade those, but we stay pretty much with the same plan, and we call it prototype building, and it saves us a lot of money. We get a 3% fee from our architects for doing that, and then the builders that normally bid on our projects are used to what they're building. They know we're going to pay their bills, so we get as good a deal as anybody in the state of Tennessee on our building.
And I guess really from looking at the same design in all the buildings, that's a plus security-wise too. I mean, the police, once you're in one building, you'll know exactly how it is in the next one.
Well, that's true, and we have a floor plan for the SROs that are involved in our schools, have that in a database so they can just pull their car up, get on their computer, go in, get the floor plan up, and everyone can be right on the same page by looking at that floor plan. And we're even working on a situation where they can get it on their smartphone.
Oh, wow. So high tech is really a big part of today's school designs and everything.
It is. We've, along with the former director and the present director, we've worked very hard to get our schools in shape and protect our students, and I believe we're ahead of the curve with most of the schools in the state at this time.
We hear a lot about other schools, other areas needing schools, and I think Rockville is one of those that's been in the news quite a bit lately. In fact, I guess the land has been purchased for the whole campus. You have an elementary school there already, you have the middle school there. It's just waiting for the companion high school. Is that the next one in line, do you think?
Well, we have several smaller projects that we are looking at right now at different schools to try to figure out ways to keep from building as many new schools, because it was quite a stretch for the commission to appropriate all the funds for the high school. So it was, I believe, 10 or 12 years between Siegel and this high school. So it could be that far between the next one. So we could have a middle or an elementary at some other location in the county. We have Blackman, which is very overcrowded right now. They keep building apartments and houses in that area. So we're looking at an addition to Blackman. I got in a little trouble here recently with the Eagleville folks because I'd made a statement in at the health ed meeting, and the reporter took my statement out of context, which is pretty standard operating procedure for this reporter. But we, from our perspective, we have to look at everything in the county. We have to look at the dollars which come from all the people in the county, including Eagleville, the north end of the county, the west, and the east. So, you know, we just wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't look at every perspective that we can think of to stretch the tax dollar for the citizens of Rutherford County.
I think people don't realize how much building areas we have with our Rutherford County school system. How does our square footage, I guess is what you compare, for Rutherford County compare with square footage in other counties? Are we fourth, fifth, what?
Well, we're running, for the size of the school system, we're running a close fifth right now with Chattanooga and Hamilton County schools. So we're right up in the top. We have over 40,000 students now with our preschool. We're even more than that. We grew by 1,000 students last year. And so that's a school a year. So we're growing continuously. We have millions of square feet. I don't know the exact number of school buildings. All of that has to be maintained. It's just a massive system when you're fifth in the state of Tennessee. And we educate our students $1,000, more than $1,000 less than the average for the state of Tennessee. And of course, buildings not included in that, but Rutherford County residents are getting their value in their tax dollar in Rutherford County.
And we're sort of nip and tuck with Hamilton County, it sounds
yes.
like you're saying.
Yes.
Do you think we're going to pass them in school size anytime soon? Are we that close?
We're close. So if we keep growing at the previous rate, I think we're figuring that we're going to be growing like 2.4% or over the next 5 or 6 or 7 years. So that's compounded. And who knows? We just have to see how they grow.
I know I heard, and I guess it was well over a decade ago, that the projections were that we would be larger than Hamilton County in the future, and not too distant future. And obviously that sounds as if it's coming true. Now, is there, everybody's always talking about, well, we have to preserve what we have. We have some good buildings, let's keep them in good shape and make them last as long as possible. Are you satisfied with the way that is being taken care of now?
Yes, we've made huge strides in taking care of our buildings over the last 10 years. And the beginning of that was the county commission dedicating a portion of the development tax for capital improvement. So we get 2.2 to 2.5 million dollars a year out of that we put back in our schools. We're redoing roofs, we're redoing paving, we're redoing heating systems in the older schools. We like one more year we'll have the entire school system upgraded with insulated windows. So thanks to the school board and the commission, everyone working together, we have made huge strides. And the new construction, even, we're putting metal roofs on. It's full masonry construction with metal on the gyms where Drive-It used to be. We've sized all of our building components so they'd fit on the building in several different places instead of having special components made. So we're working hard to keep the cost down, to get the value, and keep the system in good shape. And we've been told that it's in better shape right now than it ever has been.
I hear a lot of conversation about metal roofs. Let's do this with a metal roof and what have you. Is that a big advantage over the other type of roof?
It is, to the point that when you put it on, you expect to get at least 25 years without any problems. And when we first started the program, we had to work very hard to get our coping details down around parapet walls and that kind of stuff to put those leaks. But out in the major field, we don't have any problems. And we have consolidated roof inspectors who we keep busy continually looking at those roofs as they're going on. And we keep a strict set of specifications, make sure they're put on like that. So we expect, you know, who knows, maybe we'll get 60 years out of some of these metal roofs.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. Now, is a flat roof more difficult to keep rid of leaks and what have you as opposed to a gabled roof?
They're cheaper to put on, but from my perspective, the best roof is one that's not leaking.
I'll agree with that.
And
I think everybody will.
Flat roofs, because of the slope and the slow drainage of water, many times are, you know, indicative of places to leak other mm-hmm. than the metal roof with a nice slope on it.
So are you, you're going more away from those to a slight slope. So as far as from the ground, they still look flat, but they have a slight slope on them.
Yes, they do. Usually, you know, it can be an eighth. Some of it can be a quarter inch per mm-hmm. foot. But you just have to do that. And the roof has to be designed such that when you get a snow load on it, that it doesn't settle down lower than the outside area, so you have ponding, and then you end up with the possibility of a, you know, a roof collapse.
And for somebody who just moved here in the past few years, yes, we do occasionally have snow. We used to have a lot of snow.
Right, we used to.
And probably when that cycle turns around, we'll get snow once again. Now, this flat roof deal, that had been a problem all along, not just with schools, but with anybody else who had a flat roof. And it seemed like it would be better if you had some type of an angle to it. The schools are the only ones I know of that are putting that angle on them now. A lot of folks still have flat roofs on especially commercial buildings.
Well, flat roofs are less expensive than a metal roof. But the main problem with a flat roof is that during the construction of it, you have to control the contractor that's putting it on. You have to continuously inspect and make them do the corrections. And once they're put on right, they are a good product. And we've upgraded our flat roofs, even that we're putting back as replacement roofs, because you can imagine how much it'd be to go out to Blackman, for instance, and put a slope metal roof on that whole school, it would be phenomenal. But we've changed to a white roof on our flat roofs now, and it also helps on the solar gain, reflecting the sun, so the cooling bills are less and that type of thing. And they've really come up with some durable products now. As I say, we have a roof inspector that continuously looks at that. My guys continuously check. We check him, we check the roofer, we check everyone, and stay involved in it to make sure that we get a good product in the end and don't have any leaks.
When did you start going away from the flat roofs and go to the angled roofs?
Well, I think Siegel was the first one, and that was 12 years ago, maybe.
Okay, so you obviously the new one's going to be that way.
Yeah.
So you have two out of all, you're having, your focus is on the other schools that have the flat roofs, I guess.
Right, and the metal roofs, though, we have several buildings. Over the last 10 years, every building we built has a metal roof on it now.
Okay, and so that will make it much less of a problem for
yes.
you.
Yes.
What about the portable buildings? Are they still being used quite a bit?
We have about 145 portable classrooms in use now. We're continuously reworking the roofs on them, putting new roofs on them, shingle roof. The way this county has grown, it's virtually impossible to get rid of the portables. So what we try to do is not buy any new ones. And sometimes we end up buying new ones. But with those things at $60,000 a piece, it's very difficult to justify buying those every year. So we've got some that we can barely move because they're in such bad shape, although they're stable, but we have to use them because we have too many students for the seats we have, or the seats are in the wrong location.
You know, I started to say, do you think there'll ever be a time we won't use them? But I can think back when I was in the third grade, and that was when we rode horses to school. I was in a portable classroom. So I guess they're part of the education surroundings here. We're talking this morning with Gary Clardy, and he is with us. He's the Rutherford County Schools Maintenance and Construction Superintendent. Lots going on with our county schools. We're going to pause for just a moment, check on the traffic and weather, and we will be back with the other Gary Clardy, his twin brother. No, this, in the background, you hear Gary singing. Let me tell you, he also makes guitars. So if you think that it is something to have the ability to be a craftsman to keep the schools in shape, he's really a craftsman. He handcrafts guitars.
We're talking about your favorite teams every afternoon. This is George Plaster. Join me for Sports Night, weekdays 3 to 6, here on WGNS.
Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro and take a look at the 2013 Boss 302S race car. It's number 14 out of 50 made and is now in the Ford showroom at the corner of Broad and Northfield. It has the 5.0 Boss engine, a 6-speed transmission, removable steering wheel, 6-point racing belts, lightweight Brembo brakes, and more. Head to Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Looking for a new look? Update your gemstones by letting us remount your jewels into a new style. White gold, yellow gold, vintage, modern. Let Bell Jewelers help you design a special piece with your old gemstones, or let our award-winning jeweler, Bob Lanier, custom make a fabulous piece just for you.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
Get more for your money with new and used fitness equipment from Play It Again Sports. Name brands, unbeatable prices, and new equipment arriving daily.
Trade in, trade up.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning. Still no accidents or incidents in Murfreesboro at this hour. We do have quite a bit of congestion. Old Fort Parkway at Bridge Avenue, Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, all the corridor there. Very busy, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, very busy traffic. Also, if you're going to Nashville, a bit of slowdown on I-24 around the Bell Road exit. If you're looking for a fun job that's always in demand and the pay is great, call Professional Bartending School of Nashville. Flexible classes and very affordable. Call Professional Bartending School of Nashville, 885-5800. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Mostly cloudy conditions and a chance for some spotty showers today. Expect a mild high temperature near 62 degrees. And we'll have more clouds tonight with lows near 53. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Dynasty. Right now it's 54.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. And we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC. And home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
Overnight, Good Neighbor Talk turns to UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's Coast to Coast AM overnight, every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Ain't for the pain, I'll tell you I can, but I probably can't. This getting old, it's getting old fast. If something don't change, well, I'll never plan.
Welcome back. Gary Clardy is with us today. And in his real life, Gary is the Rutherford County Schools Maintenance and Construction Superintendent. But he has another life, and that's the music business. You wrote this, is that right?
I did. All the songs on there written by me.
Well, when did you first get interested in music?
Probably about 1965. I just came up listening to the Grand Ole Opry. I was born in 52. All we had in those days was a radio, no TV. We listened to the Opry every Friday and Saturday night and kind of got interested in it. So my roots were in country music, and then of course the Beatles hit in the 60s and got off into rock and roll stuff. And so I've been involved, been writing since about 1970, and got just several songs. I've never really had any success as a writer per se, because I've never really fit into the Nashville formula. So I guess you would classify this as Americana.
And you need to see Gary's, I wish they could see your guitar. That you have you made a lot of guitars?
I've built, I think, 52 to date. Been doing it for 4.5 years.
This is a piece of art. I mean, that's beautiful craftsmanship on there.
Thank you.
And have you made it, do you make them to sell, or?
I do. I'm doing one right now for Glenn Douglas Tubb, who is Ernest's nephew, and he's getting ready to do a tribute tour out in Texas of all the old places that Ernest played. Mm-hmm. And so I'm doing a guitar for him. Got one going for Tim Dishman, who's a very excellent bluegrass flat picker. And just Angie Patton from up in London, Kentucky, just all over the place.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Gary Clardy. How are you today?
Good morning. And you just had to pick on me, didn't you, boy? I tried my best not to call.
And here we come up talking about guitars, and you
That's
can't
right.
get away.
And woke me up on a Monday morning. Sir, how close can you come to the world-famous Gibson SG guitar?
Well, I'm actually building acoustics, but I do have an SG that I play a bottleneck slide on some of my recordings.
Uh-huh.
And I have just enjoyed the building the acoustic, so I haven't built any electric, but I'm sure I could get the body part right if I had the excellent components that Gibson makes to put in his pickups. I could probably get very close.
Okay, I'm gonna talk to you about that. So you just saved me some money.
you could have an original Clardy guitar.
Yeah, I'm gonna make my WGNS guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I really wanted one, Bart. I'd love to have one original. I got some wild ideas about one.
I'm anxious to see what it would look like.
Yeah, I'd like to get in touch with him anyway and talk to him and check some of his guitars out. Now, can I get his number?
Yeah, what's your number, Gary?
Well, my home phone is 615-441-6164, so you can, if I'm not there, leave a message, leave your number on there, and I'll call you back.
All right. Give me the last four numbers, please.
6164.
6164. I'll call you in a little while. I sure will.
Now, all right.
Let me ask
you,
do you ever play acoustic, or are you always electric?
Yeah, I use it sometimes. I love them. Oh, but okay. I mainly, you know, play electric, but I love them. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Well, see, here's a you'd have a Murfreesboro guitar, and you're a Murfreesboro guitar man.
There you go. So, made in Murfreesboro.
That's right.
That's
everything's
right.
Made in Murfreesboro.
Yeah, I got one that was made in Nashville.
You were made in Murfreesboro, weren't you?
Smyrna, Tennessee.
Smyrna, okay.
I remember he said, we didn't have televisions, Bart.
Yeah.
Do you remember those days?
I remember, and there was only one station when we finally had one, and it came on the air at 4 in the afternoon, but we'd watch the test pattern.
Hey, I remember two things. I remember when television used to go off.
You remember
y'all
one
remember
of the
old days?
What was that first show that it went off at 10 or 11 at night? What was that show we waited for to watch in the afternoon?
I used to watch Three Stooges.
Yeah, and Howdy Doody and all that stuff.
Yeah, all that good stuff. But
intellectual.
Just something to think about it. News on the state on 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I can remember when I was a kid and we got our first TV set. My dad brought it in late in the evening, about 6 o'clock. got up on the house, put up an antenna, stretched all the wire down there, set it up on a box or something in the living room, plugged it in, and Jerry Lewis telethon was on.
All right.
And all of us kids, or nine of us kids, so we ones that were home sat there and watched that thing until 6 o'clock the next morning.
Oh boy. Hey, it wouldn't matter what was on, it was so exciting.
Yeah, it was. It's like
y'all have a good day there.
Okay,
thanks
all
for
right.
calling.
I'm in touch.
Hey, now let me tell you this, since you were the first one to call in, you get a copy of Gary's CD of him playing the Clardy guitar. So just come by the station at your convenience.
Definitely. I'll be heading by.
Okay.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
That.
Thank you. Have a good
mm-hmm.
one. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
And our second, we've got three more to give away for our callers who have good, serious questions. You're on WGNS with Gary Clardy. How are you today? Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Do you have a question or a comment?
No, I'd like to have some. I got some items for sale.
Well, I think you unfortunately swap and shop ended about 20 minutes ago. So call us back tomorrow if you would. Swap and shop is from 7:50 to 8:10, 10 after 8 in the morning. Thanks for calling. You have a great day. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Gary Clardy. How are you today?
I am just as happy as I can be. This is Marty Leffin from downtown beautiful Smyrna.
Is it 80 degrees down there, Marty?
Well, 76, but the high today is 80.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Sunny. I was calling. I think Jack Parr was the one I remember, and I would watch it, unbeknownst to my mother and dad. I would sneak up after they went to bed and watch it. And then after he was over, that's when you had your signal come out, you know. And back in those days, we had the flag flying and the national anthem played, and then TV went off.
And did you ever hear Bob and Ray's routine of they would sell the little glow, the dot, and it had a little bitty commercial on it, and they really sounded serious about that. And I used to get up there and try to watch
that. Or not. I remember how depressed I got when Jack Parr went out there and they brought in Johnny Carson, and I thought, this is the end of a good show.
Oh, no.
I remember thinking that.
Jack Parr had one, this is really useless trivia. He recorded a song. Do you remember what it was called?
No, I don't. I don't remember.
The Blue Wiggle. Google that sometimes, and that's totally useless trivia. The Blue Wiggle.
Okay, well, here's some more useless trivia, too.
Okay.
I thought Karnak the Magician, or the Mind Reader, whatever he was mm-hmm. invented by Johnny Carson, but Johnny stole that idea from Jack Parr.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, useless trivia.
Well, we could start a new game on the air. Useless trivia.
Let's call it useless trivia.
Here's a little bit for you. Jack Benny was asked one time if his fiddle or violin was a Stradivarius. He said, "If it's not, I'm out $138."
Well, here's some more useless trivia on Jack Benny. He wrote the State Farm song.
Jack Benny wrote the state, you know, A Good Neighbor, that one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He sure did. He wrote the song and wrote the music.
I am impressed with that. I didn't realize mm-hmm. that.
Yep. More useless trivia.
Marty, thank you for calling.
It's a pleasure. I enjoy your show. You know that.
Well, you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Now, you've got your guitar in hand. Does that mean you're going to play for us?
Sure, I play you a little song I wrote for my wife.
All right.
It's called The Finest Woman. Seen hard times, brand scars in a face as gentle as the rain. And I heard me making promises that got lost in the wind. Still in the dawn, she clings to me, and I know It's just to feed my being. And she gives me reason when I'm down to get back up again. She's more than a lover, my baby's mother. She is courage when I am afraid. She's my faith, truth, and wisdom. I love her more than life and then some. She's the finest woman God ever made. Well, her body has been marked by the life and the love that she has given. Yet the glow in her eyes is brighter than it was 10 years ago. She's a ray of light in the night that never fails to reach and save me. As she pulls me to her bosom just to keep me hanging on. She's more than a lover, my baby's mother. She is courage when I am afraid. She's my faith, truth, and wisdom. I love her more than life and then some. She's the finest woman God ever made. She's the finest woman God ever made.
Way to go. Gary, you're fantastic. And I wrote that, and you made that for your wife.
I did.
Now, you also wrote, there is a man who was a legend, and I think not only a legend, but a real role model here in the community, up at the Rutherford County Courthouse. Mr.
Yes.
Willie up there. Willie Branson, how old? He was 100?
He was 103 when he died. When I met him first, he was 101. And, of course, I go to meetings all the time up here at county commission meetings and health ed and budget meetings, those types of things. And it was always great to see Mr. Willie standing there. He was on the evening shift with his eyes smiling at you when you walked in the door. So the first conversation I had with him, he was standing over, leaned on his broom. I walked over and, he motioned me to come over, and he said, come on over here, son. If I live till June, I'll be 101. And then he told me several stories. So every time I'd go up there and see him, I would end up just having a conversation with him. I grew to love the man. I mean, he was a legend. His name was Willie Brannon. And he just absolutely was the sweetest man. And you're talking about civil rights. He came through all of that stuff without any hate or remorse or anything on how he did it. And he was one of the true civil rights heroes in my book, because he was born in 1906 or something like that. And, he lived through all of that to see it.
Can you imagine what he did see? I mean, he saw space travel created. He saw the first airplane.
Right. He saw the sinking of the Titanic when he was a kid. And that's all in there. If we get a chance, I'd like for you to play that from start.
And this is, so he inspired you to write a song about Willie.
He did, and everything in this song is something that he told me, except for the chorus, and that's my part, because just listen to it, and that's the feeling I always got when I was around Mr. Willie.
So if any of you met Mr. Willie, be thinking about him while Gary shares the song.
When I first saw
He was just standing there, leaned up upon a broom on the lawn of the courthouse square. Well, he just smiled at me and he said, come on over here, son. He said, if I live till June, I'll be 101. He's everything decent, he's everything good, wears his forgiveness like a crown. When I got the weight of the world on my shoulder, I'd go see old Willie uptown. Well, Willie married Lily, made a home and raised three fine girls. Ought to see his eyes dance, one trade their memory for the world. Well, Lily's been gone a long time, his oldest girl is now 78. Recalls the house he built her with a fence and the front yard gate. He's everything decent, he's everything good, wears his forgiveness like a crown. When I got the weight of the world on my shoulder, I'd go see old Willie uptown. Even though Willie cooked his food, seen a lot in his time, and he reckoned that it all been good. He's everything decent, he's everything good, wears his forgiveness like a crown. When I got the weight of the world on my shoulder, I'd go see old Willie uptown. When I got the weight of the world on my shoulder, I go see old Willie uptown. When I first saw Willie, he was just standing right over there.
I tell you, he was a legend, and what a kind, gentle person, too.
Absolutely.
Always full of energy, even in the later years. Amazing person. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. And as you call in today, we will give you a copy of this CD that Gary has. It's a collectible. Gary Clardy and Tennessee Skies, all about this area. Gary made the guitar. When did you start? What motivated you to make a guitar?
Well, I had, of course, I'm a carpenter and a mason by trade, but I had a guitar that I broke the truss rod in the neck. I called Martin and they said it'd be about $800 to fix it. And I said, well, how much is the truss rod? They said $12. And I said, well, send me one. I'm going to give it a shot or throw this thing in the trash. So they sent me a truss rod. I got a book and read on how to fix it. I fixed it in about 3 hours and let it set, put strings on, and it played perfectly. So then I ordered 6 different kits from Martin, built 6 kits. I'd play them out. Some people would want them, so I would, you know, sell them at that point. And after I got 6, I just started building from scratch after I knew exactly what was going on with them and I knew what I wanted the sound to be. And, you know, I've just been building them, keeping three or four going the whole last 4 years now.
Does the type of wood change the sound?
It does. For instance, mahogany has a warmer sound. Maple has a higher timbre. East Indian rosewood has more bassy sound. So, and it depends on bracing and how loose your bracing is and that type of stuff.
Now, this area here is the cedar capital of the world. Have you ever made a cedar guitar?
No, I've never used any cedar, but I talked to a guy that made one, and he said it was really good sound wood. I think it is actually has the same species characteristics as Sitka spruce, which is the top of this one. So I wanted to do that. I just haven't had time because when I get one finished, someone's wanting one. So I just try to. I have one friend that has five of them. He loves them. So he got where he stopped by the shop, and he'd say, "Hey, I want that one." And this went on for, you know, 6 months. And so he ended up with five of them in his collection.
Wow. Are Clardy guitars available at stores?
No. They're all custom built, one at a time, by me. So when you get your guitar, no one's had a hold of it except me, and then you will be the next person that plays it.
How long does it take to make a guitar?
Well, I've gotten all my jigs and everything down so that I can do one in 45 days. And there's a lot of glue in time, so 8 hours between doing work. So setting for the stuff sitting overnight, it's 45 days to finish one. And I've changed my finishing process. I've gone to a UV cure finish where I can put an ultraviolet light on it, just like the sun, and it cures it out immediately. So I've gone from 3 weeks of finishing with shooting nitrocellulose down to a day for finishing. So
wow.
It's been helped quite a bit.
Gary Clardy is our guest this morning. We will continue the conversation. We're going to check on the traffic and weather, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS, The Action Line with Bart Walker, weekdays at 8:10. Truman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
Get more for your money with new and used fitness equipment from Play It Again Sports. Name brands, unbeatable prices, and new equipment arriving daily.
Trade in, trade up.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We carry the full line of Tag Heuer watches, all at 15% off every day. Our in-house watch technicians will replace the batteries and pressure test all Tag watches for half the price of other stores in our area. Bring it into Bell Jewelers.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street in Murfreesboro, across from Toots.
We'll see cloudy conditions and a chance for some spotty showers today. Expect a mild high temperature near 62 degrees, and we'll have more clouds tonight with lows near 53. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Deniste. Right now, it's 54.
For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first-quality, name-brand furniture half-price every day. Now this locally-owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the Internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And on the Internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. We're back on WGNS Murfreesboro. Gary Clardy is our guest this morning, and we are coming pretty close to the end of the program. And before we leave, Gary, you have a little thing that you've put together for a fundraiser here in the area.
Yes, I'm a member of CMG Radio Club, and Jenny Sue, the song that's on here, one of the songs, has been number one for 4 or 5 weeks over on that playing chart, and it's all streamed, most of it. But anyway, there is a teddy bear festival, children's festival for Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt. And it will be at the Lebanon or Wilson County Fairground, April 27th, 29th. We have at least 40 artists on two different stages. I'll be performing there with a lot of other independent artists who are all members of CMG Radio. So also, I'm giving away a Clardy guitar. You go in and buy a 20-day ticket for the two-day festival, you will get 10 chances to win the door prize of a Clardy guitar. They'll do a drawing on Sunday night, and you don't have to be present to win. If you win, we will ship you a Clardy guitar.
Wow, that sounds pretty neat. Well, let's wind up with this. And by the way, all the phone lines are full of people wanting to ask questions all of a sudden, but we're out of time. Gary, share this song with us. We're not going to take the calls because that would mess up the song.
Let me see if I can. This is a different one than the number.
You want me to play the one on the CD?
Yeah, play the one on CD. That'd be great.
Okay, do you know what cut that is?
That would be number 8.
Number 8, okay. And this will be our final song. Gary, thank you for joining us
today.
Thank
you.
Here's Gary Clardy.
By the captain of the football team. Raising a kid and a family didn't fit into his football dream. Raised your kid on a dime store salary. Rent diapers don't come cheap. She just did what her daddy taught her. She took her punches, turned the other. Jenny Sue married a man she thought that loved her. After 2 years, he started drinking real bad. Pretty soon, he was beating on her. Every time she spoke, he got fighting mad. Got so sick of covering up her bruises. So sick of feeling so weak. So sick of the neighbors talking, too sick to turn the other cheek.